Senator, you call President Trump's firing of Director Comey shocking and disturbing. What are your top concerns?
Well, first, it goes to the heart of the current investigation that the FBI is conducting with respect to Russian involvement in our election and any ties to the Trump campaign or Trump organization. So I'm afraid that what has happened is that there's been an obstacle, a huge obstacle placed in the way of this investigation. It sends sort of ominous signals about the independence and the professionalism of the FBI in terms of having them now look over their shoulder at political actors rather than looking at the law and the facts. So this is a very disturbing development.
News reports indicate that Comey's dismissal came after he asked for more resources to probe Russian interference in the U.S. election last year. What do you make of the timing?
Well, the timing is I think, questionable. The rationale, of course, was this was based upon events last October regarding Secretary Clinton, when in fact what I think was going on is that the White House and the presidents became convinced that they could not control Mr. Comey. They became, I think, convinced when he quite quickly came out and contradicted the president when the president suggested that President Obama was wiretapping the Trump organization during the campaign. He also is trying to vigorously move the investigation forward. So I think that was the proximate cause of the dismissal, and the rationale of his behavior, Mr. Comey's behavior last October, just doesn't seem plausible.
Ahead of the news this week, there were many Democrats who were upset about James Comey and the effect that he might have had on the presidential race. So did the FBI become more politicized under James Comey?
I think he took some steps which I question the judgment. I don't think it was appropriate to, as he did, comment in detail about not bringing charges and then very late in the campaign make a statement about perhaps a renewal of the investigation. I think those are misjudgments, and I think he would, I hope, admit it, but there was never a question in my mind of his commitment to try to do the best he could in terms of independently pursuing the facts and the law in these investigations. And I think that factor became something that the White House became uncomfortable with. They thought he would be just as outspoken, perhaps, or just as tenacious as he seemed to be last fall.
You're calling for a special prosecutor now to lead the Russia investigation. Democrats are a minority in the Senate. Is it realistic to think that we will see the appointment of a special prosecutor?
We have to continue to urge a special prosecutor because I think given the combination of factors, the dismissal of Mr. Comey, the fact that this investigation has contacts that go into the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, the fact that there's ongoing investigations of the former National Security Advisor, General Flynn, all of that lends itself, I think, to a public perception that someone who is politically tied to the administration will not be as forthcoming and aggressive and as faithful to the law as they should be, and that calls for a special prosecutor, someone who's independent.
How likely are your Republican colleagues in the Senate to support that call?
There are several that have also indicated the need for a special prosecutor. I don't think that's the position yet of the leader, Mitch McConnell. But again, I think as this evolves, more and more, I think, Americans will be demanding it because it responds to their concerns, which is that when you have a legal case of this magnitude involving perhaps the presidency, that the investigation is not politically inspired. It is directed and shaped by the facts and by aggressive investigation of the facts and ultimately by the law.
U.S. Senator Jack Reed, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.